this morning from the east and from the west. Unfortunately, the rector is busy, the principal is busy this morning with somebody in his office, but he will be here just now. So we may just as well, shall I say, introduce. Perhaps I should say something about the university.
Yes.
Now, I just want to say, as far as the... I don't think it's necessary for me to sketch the background history of the Indian community.
In the description, may I ask you one question? The transmigration of the soul, do you take it as science or religion?
Yes, here we take it as religion.
Then, what is your definition of religion?
My definition of religion is that which has to do with your ultimate concern. Ultimate concern.
Yeah.
I mean, I can make religion out of... If my ultimate concern is money, then that is my religion, to put it that way. I mean, or your ideology and so forth. But it is my ultimate concern. What is my ultimate concern in life? What is my ultimate concern? Every man is religious. He's a homo religiosus, to put it in Latin. He's a religious being. Just as he wants to eat, he has to have religion.
So, the transmigration of the soul, you take it as religion?
Yeah.
It is not a science.
We haven't progressed so far.
But so far we are concerned, that is the basic principle of our further investigation in religion.
Yes.
We are preaching Krishna consciousness, that is on the basis of Bhagavad Gita. So the beginning of Bhagavad Gita is the teaching of transmigration of the soul. Dehi nasmin yatha dehi kaumana jovanam jara tatha dehantara prati. So that is our first concern. Dehantara prati. This body will not exist, and we have to accept another body. Krishna says, Dehantara Prapti, another body. Now, there are 8,400,000 different types of body. Which body I am going to accept? There is no education.
Mm-hmm.
So I am kept in darkness. So what is the value of my education?
Mm-hmm. You mean your future?
Yes. I do not know what is my future.
Yes.
And what is my education?
Yes. Yes, of course that is one standpoint, isn't it?
And that is the main standpoint. I am taking education in university. I do not know what is my future. Then where is the education? Yes. I am in darkness.
Yes, but the main thing is from the Hindu point of view, you have the opportunity.
It is not the Hindu point of view.
Yeah.
It is science. Tatha dehantara prapti, that is applicable both for Hindus, Muslims, Christians, everyone.
Yes.
Just like a Hindu child and a Muslim child, does it mean the Hindu child will not grow to become a young man, only the Muslim will grow? The Dehantara Prapti, a child becomes a boy, that is equally applicable to the Hindus, to the Muslim, to the Christian, to everyone.
Of course, yes.
Then where it is the religion? It is the science.
Yes. Yeah, but the Christian, for example, says this.
I say from practical. A Hindu child becomes a boy, and Christian child also becomes a boy. Mm. You cannot say that because you are Christian, you will not become a boy. Can you say like that?
Oh no.
Or because you are Christian, you will not become an old man. Can you say like that?
I follow your argument.
So
yes.
It is the science. See, if this science is not in your university, then you are in darkness.
Yeah. Now we teach it as a religion, but whether you take
again you say religion. It is not religion, it is science.
Yeah. Fine. You say it's science, I say it's
religion. Now you have to say, because you also grow, you shall also grow old man like me. Not that because you are Christian you will not grow old man like me.
Any case,
this is the first proposition, that if you keep people in darkness, he does not know what is his future, then what is the use of education and university?
So do you mean that the university should be abolished?
Not abolished, but education means that he must know what is your position.
But due respect, I want to know what is the line of demarcation between science and religion.
Science means which is applicable to everyone. Religion is described in the dictionary kind of faith. Faith, I may be Hindu today, tomorrow I may be Christian. That is, I can change.
But this is not the definition of true religion.
And I'm not talking of religion, I'm talking of science.
Then if
religion is a kind of faith. You may believe or you may not believe.
No, there is no question of belief. The question is whether what is the difference between religion and science? If difference is known, then the learned professor can make him right or wrong at that time. But unless and until the demarcation of line between religion and science.
That we can say like this, that 2 plus 2 equal to 4. This is applicable to the Hindus, Muslims, Christians, everyone. This is science.
Yes, no, I understand. I know where your argument is going to.
Yes.
But in any case, let us beg to differ. Because let us accept it. I just want to say, I agree with you in this sense. I agree with you in this sense, Swami, that if we do not pay attention to the religious side, then we keep the people in darkness. So we have to, on the religious side. Professor Winnie Field, yes, the director. Swami Bhaktivedanta.
The principal of the university. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
And Mr. Devman Singh from Peter Mansfield. And Professor Maharaj, you know, and all the other ladies and gentlemen, fine, the principal of the university.
Would you like to supersize you the prophet?
Yes, sir, yeah.
Yes.
I just take it.
So you can explain what I was talking.
Yes. So the idea is that now you have secular state, because the religion as it's being taught today is being accepted simply or seen simply as some kind of dogma that can't be proven. Some kind of blind faith. But in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is giving scientific evidence, reason, how the existence of the soul can be proven. Religion means there must be soul. But people, they don't understand how soul is existing. They think it's simply beyond their conception or comprehension. Krishna has made it so reasonable to understand the existence of the soul that any sane man would accept. For example, Krishna says, Dehi nosmin yata dehe kumaram jovanam jara. Any person can accept that they had a youthful body, childhood body, and then old man's body. The change of body is always there. Tata dehantara praptir. And after this body, we can reasonably accept that there is another body. Just as from childhood to youth, there's change of body. From youth to old age, there's change of body. Similarly, old age, death, and then there is another change of body. But in all circumstances, I'm still the same person. My body has changed, but still I'm experiencing that I'm the same identity, the same person. So this education is lacking in the universities, because generally speaking, all of the sciences in the universities are simply dealing with this body, simply dealing biology, physics, chemistry, simply with the body. So where is the question that this is not science? It is science. It is the science of the soul. When our spiritual master went to Massachusetts Institute of Technology, is a very well-known technological university, he questioned the faculty and students there that you are the most advanced technological university in the world. Where is that department that tries to understand the difference between a dead body and a living body? So this is science. You can't say that it's not science. And it should be accepted as science by university professors and taught as such. Otherwise, if we simply turn our back on this philosophy, Krishna says, Rajavidya, this is the king of knowledge. This is not some sentimental proposition we're putting forward, but it is the king of knowledge, that the soul is existing and after this body, there will be another body. So real education, therefore, just like you come to the university, you want to get a better job. Not that you go to the university so that you can work an elevator when you come out. Huh? You go to the university to increase your standard of living, to have higher standard of living. So real education, similarly, is that you can have higher standard of existence in your next life. Not that I come to the university and simply live like animal and then have to be demoted to the body of an animal in my next lifetime. Rather, the real education is how we can be elevated from this human existence to higher existence or to spiritual eternal existence. So the purpose of the science of Bhagavad Gita is just this, that janma karma chime dibyam evam joviti tatvataha. If you understand God in truth and fact, then taktva deham punar janma naiti. You'll never take birth again in this material world, but you'll go back to the spiritual world called Vaikuntha in Sanskrit language. Vaikuntha means the spiritual world, the place where there is no repetition of birth and death, where there is no anxiety.
No anxiety.
Yes.
Excuse me, sir. We recognize 6 great religions of the world. Are you suggesting that the adherents of all the other religions of the world should accept as a science this doctrine of reincarnation or transmigration of soul? Are you suggesting that everyone, irrespective of the faith that they belong to, should accept the doctrine of reincarnation? Is that what you are suggesting?
You don't.
And the question is...
No, it's a question. I want an answer, please. Are you suggesting that every person, whether he is Muslim or Christian or Buddhist or Jew or Parsi or anybody else for that matter, should accept the Hindu doctrine of transmigration or reincarnation of soul in order that he may be called a really religious person or a scientific
person? The difficulty is that we are talking of transmigration of the soul on scientific basis, but you are trying to give it a Hindu color. Why? To become,
no,
I have already explained, to become old man is equally applicable to the Hindus, Muslims, Christians. So why you say it is Hindu belief? It is not Hindu belief, it is a science. Why are you bringing Hindu, Muslim, Christian? I do not know why.
The real question between this statement of Mr. Professor and you is that what is religion and what is science? Unless the nature of science and religion defined.
Yes, science is applicable to everyone.
And when you use reason for proving your...
Yes, this is the reason.
That the
a child is becoming boy. A boy is becoming a young man. A
so
young man
is
subject becoming...
of logic, and logic is philosophy. So philosophy is the knowledge of generality, while the science is knowledge of particularity. So science, philosophy can be the subject of religion, but not this science can be the subject of religion. It is knowledge of particularity.
It is not religion. First of all, forget religion. I am talking of science, that a boy is becoming young man and young man is becoming old man. This is science. What do you think, principal? It is science or religion? Does it mean that only the Hindus become old men and the Christians do not?
Yeah, my problem as a simple layman is how to make God relevant to the issues of the day. Since God's relevancy can only be related to the permanent, the problem becomes even more complicated. But I have to deal with practical situations, everybody in a university.
This is practical situation.
And this, I would agree, it is one of the neglected avenues of learning that we have not been
that
able,
is my point.
Scientifically, I think this
that
is the point that he's trying to
point.
Make, that we have not been able to absorb into the scientific studies those spiritual components which go up to make the whole of man. And I would agree, I think it's one of the great shortcomings in our modern educational system, that we, not that we do not accept this, I think basically as an infrastructure we accept this. But it's like a house. When you look at all the superstructures, you do not inquire too deeply about the foundation of that superstructure. And now your point is that the time has come for society and the world to find out if there are cracks in the superstructure, whether these cracks are just superficial cracks or whether they're caused by foundational cracks or shifts in the corners of the foundational structure. And I like you, I believe that this is not entirely a question of, well, it's certainly not a question of whether, you know, it's Hinduism or Christian or Islam.
It is the foundation.
It's the foundation, but we know so little about the foundation. When, you know, when the rich man in the Bible asked the Lord to send this poor man down to warn his brothers, the Lord said they've had all the prophets all the years and they haven't listened. Any new evidence they will not accept either. I think that we have enough evidences around us. We need not seek more evidences, except I believe through more direct contact with the workings of the Holy Spirit itself. which I think is available, but again, which I agree with you, I don't think we have exploited enough, if you could use that word advisedly, because the spirit is there.
Yes.
It bloweth where it listeth. It is for us to, you know, to get attuned to that spirit. And now the point is that we are concerned with who is going to do this. There has just been written a book in England, which I haven't read, and I hope to order it, but I've only seen the advertisement, namely The Biology of God, which takes into consideration the points that you have raised here. Of course, there's a lot of objections to this book in principle. You know, how can a man try to biologize God, to give him a physical, scientific being in terms of modern life? But I think, you know, in the last book in the Old Testament, Malachi, there is a, when the Lord was complaining about all these people who bring blind animals as a sacrifice, or lame animals, or weak animals, you know, the poorest in their flock, they bring as sacrifices to the Lord. And he said to them, you know, it's not sacrifices that I want at all. If you bring this kind, it's obedience, it's truth. Because it's only truth that brings knowledge. It's truth that I want. But then he goes on to say, now you must think, this is the challenge that you were referring to. How do we open more windows from God, or from the Spirit of God, onto this present world today? Now, of course, the good Lord is still God, and he uses...
I include the transmigration of souls, and I include everything else, religion and the lot. But when I speak about science in the English language sense,
yeah,
the science as a medical science, then I have a problem.
Even the word, the German word Wissenschaft, that we normally use, which covers, as you say, everything. This is not translatable, the word science is.
But in Sanskrit, there are two words, Gyan and Vigyan. Gyan means theoretical knowledge, and Vigyan means practical knowledge. So Vigyan is taken as science. Just like you theoretically, you know that two hydrogen oxygen mixed together becomes water, and when you do it practically in the laboratory, that is science, vigyan. So jnana vigyana sahitam in the Bhagavad it is said, jnanam me paramam guhyam jad vigyana samannit. Knowledge of God should be practical application in life. That is vijnanam. And according to our philosophy, unless one has got perfect knowledge of his self-identification, he remains an animal.
He remains an animal.
Just like a dog is thinking, I am dog. But similarly, if I think I am Hindu, then what is the difference? Or if I am thinking I am this or that, or the bodily conception of life, dasyatma buddhi kunapriti dhatu. If one is thinking in terms of bodily conception and this body, and based on this foundation, sadhik kalatradi subhoma ijjadhi, our family, society, national, and so many things we are building up on this bodily conception of life. So just shantu buddhi kunapiti dhatu ki sadhik kalatra disubhoma ijjadhi. jati thabuddhi salili na karhichi janesu abhikyesu saiva gokara. Such person is no better than the cow and the asses, because he is giving his identification with this body, which he is not. And Vedic realization is aham brahmasmi. I am not this body. I am spirit soul. And the Bhagavad Gita explains brahma bhuta prasannatma nasochati nakankati samas sarvesu bhutesu madhvakti lavati para. One, when he is on the platform of brahma realization, then he becomes jubilant, prasannatma, na sujati na kankati. That life is required, brahma realization. That is education.
But now, do you not think that Christianity and Islam accept this as well?
I do not say which religion accepts and which religion does not. But unless one understands that he is not this body, he is different from this body, his education is imperfect.
But do I mean that up till now, Your Excellency were bringing the question of transmigration field of pure science, and now you are also taking that subject of God in the sphere of science?
It is not God. God is far away. First of all, I must know what I am. God is long, long distant.
But what we should mean about...
First of all, you understand what you are, whether you are this body or something other than the body. That is first.
Whether we are different or separate from God or we are God. Yes, that's my question.
That also dog can say, I am also God. That is not very difficult.
God, whether God says or not, it is the question between us.
So, that bodily conception of life is dogism. Dog thinks I am dog. Cat thinks I am cat. Similarly, if I think I am Hindu, I am Christian. So what is the difference? Because you are giving some name of religion, therefore you are better than
but
God.
But due respect, I want to know that God knows that He is God and God.
Why do you bring God? I am not talking
dog,
of God.
Dog.
I am talking of the soul.
No, whether dog knows that he is dog?
Yes, he knows the body and dog. That's all.
Not about body.
Yes.
I am asking the question whether dog knows that he is dog. Cow knows that she is cow.
Intelligence,
yes.
Unless he knows that I am dog, why he is barking?
Dog is barking, but has he possessed discriminative knowledge?
That you do not, because you are not dog, you cannot understand what God is saying.
What
dog
about discriminative
you
knowledge
cannot
of
say
dog?
What dog is thinking.
Yes.
You cannot say what dog is thinking, because you are not dog.
But you are about
But you have to become dog, then how dog is thinking. But the present as you do not know what is dog.
If we don't start the lecture, we have the dog barking just now.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so we have to go for the lecture at 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
What is that lecture?
There's students have been invited to hear Kirtan and Mahesh Prabhupada.
Kirtan?
In another place. Yes.
Might I just explain, I do not know whether we will have an audience. Might I first of all say thank you very much for coming to the university. Yeah. We are very honored also, sir, that you've been able to come. I'm so tired that your guests have come, that you've been able to come. Thank you very much for visiting the university. I unfortunately have a executive committee of my council meeting this afternoon, and the chairman is coming over shortly, so I will unfortunately not be able to attend your lecture. But to thank you very much for coming. Some of you have been here before. We have this week a student break for a week before they start their examinations. So I do not know whether Professor Westasian will have an audience at all. Maybe a few members of staff.
I told Mr. Pula when he asked me about the lecture, I told him that this would be a problem.
Yeah.
Just before we...
Thank you very much for coming.
But there is no audience, what is the use of audience class?
Well, that's Professor Ustation here will take charge of you, but if there isn't an audience, I agree that one must be careful not to press too far, to maybe more in the nature of a seminar. There might be people sitting around like this, and then there could be discussions rather than talk. But that would depend on whether there is an audience. You know, students are funny people. They must be very strongly motivated before they will get come away from their examination books at this time of the year.
Bath is not much later.
So thank you very much.
You can stay. I can go.
Professor, that on behalf of the Arya Pratini Sabha, I would like to request Professor Ustason through his Department of Hindu Studies and Science and Religion, Science of Religion, to make it known to the students who are interested in the study of Hindu studies that at 21 Kala Street we have this Vedic temple, and the Vedic temple is open to all students to see and also to participate in the service.
Thank you very much. Might I, apropos of that, just say here, can you see that we have here Department of Science of Religion. Then we have a Department of Christian Theology. We have now started a Department of Islamic Studies, which will concentrate more on the theological aspects as we go along. And then if we can find the right guru, we can start a Gurukul, a Department of Hindu Studies or Hinduism, and Mr. Chotai and various other members of the local community here are assisting us to find the right spiritual leader. As far as Hindu studies are concerned, we give a course here in Sanskrit at the university.
Yeah, I've seen our books.
I got a copy of the Bhagavad Gita at the last occasion when your representatives were here, which I thought was a very well brought out and a well documented edition. Printing is also very good. So we are trying at this university to slowly to delve down into the infrastructure of education, because one in the Western society one has got to give take cognizance of so many developments in the various fields of science that the element of spiritual science certainly has been neglected. I would concede this point immediately.
Yes.
And that is perhaps where this university can also still play a meaningful part, because here we have representatives of three of the world's greatest religions, Islam, Hinduism, and Christianity, and this is a big part of Professor Ustason's department to try and take the best out of these and formulate for our students and maybe for the rest of South Africa and the world that will listen the essences of the religion that would really satisfy as we go along. And
we say that religion means the law given by God. So, any religion must accept God. Then there is no difference. It, the law may be a little different according to time, circumstances, but religion means dharmantu shakshat bhagavat pranitam. Religion means the law given by God. Just like law means the codes given by the state. That is law. Just like you are keep to the right or left here. In America it is right. So somewhere keep to the right or somewhere keep to the left. But because it is given by the state, it is law. Similarly, whatever law is given by God, that is religion. This is our definition of religion.
Well, I think we have to leave slowly.
Please, won't you all take some
time? Thank you very much.
So, I think I shall not be able to attend that class because I take my bath at half past today. So I will go. These people will remain.
Thank you. Do you have transport for you?
Oh, yes. We'd like to show you some of the books and also even...
searching for truth.
Yes.
If it is not doing that, it's no longer science.
No,
I think this
science.
Is your point, that
yes,
we have neglected the science of the spirit.
Yes.
And this is what we have to rediscover and work at. You
yes,
know.
That I want.
Well, you now have to
simply
go...
Simply sentiment will not help.
That's right, yeah. Sentimentality. Well,
I believe, you believe. Well, you may believe something, I may believe something. But everything should be on the scientific basis. That is one. So unless we understand this point, that I am not this body, I am something else than the body, there is no question of spiritual education.
Correct. And it becomes sentimentality.
Sentimentality.
Love without honesty, without scientific honesty, love without scientific honesty is sentimentality. Similarly, honesty without caring and love is cruelty.
Thank you very much.